Smith, shotgun, takes the snap, looks right, passes right, intercepted! It's picked off by the Vikings and Chad Greenway. Near side up the 20, 25, 30, Chad Greenway out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, previewing the regular season, and this is the Xfinity Player Breakdown. And the player is Chad Greenway, longtime linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings. He's led the team in tackles six consecutive years. How did the preseason treat you?
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. You know, learning the new defense, you know, putting a lot of new, different things in. And I think it's been a long offseason, but it's an offseason we needed, you know, a lot of attendance, which we had. And then, you know, going through training camp, needed our best one in a long time, and we've definitely had that.
In that Kansas City game, you had that interception, and then you were gone. Well, was that by design? Play Chad a little bit?
It was like a walk-off.
It was a walk-off pick. That's why you tried to get to the end zone so badly. Was that the plan?
Well, I think, you know, I had some issues with my wrist earlier in the week, and I think coach just wanted to give me a few series and, you know, get some more game action inside the scheme. And then once he saw that, and he just took me out for that just for precautionary reasons.
Now, if we go back to that Kansas City game quickly, the third preseason game, take a look at Chad Greenway with this stutter step trying to make Alex Smith miss. That was a brilliant move. It didn't work, but it was a wonderful, wonderful move.
Yeah, you know, you panic. I get the ball in my hands. I see this green field. I panic a little bit. But you know what? You know, you can't waste those in the preseason. You know, you get it. I want to score in the regular season and get in the end zone.
Did you ever play running back in South Dakota? Because going from the right hand to the left hand, you shifted the ball beautifully like a former tailback.
Yeah, it was the, again, I catch it. And I had this the wrist thing going. So I tried to hold it in my right hand. And I was like, couldn't hold it. So I did the fumble over to the left. It looked good, but it was for different reasons.
You mentioned this new defense, and you've led this team in tackles six consecutive years. So, yeah, I mean, I would come into the season betting Chad would lead the team in tackles again. With the linebacker spot you play in Mike Zimmer's 4-3 defense, what's most different from previous years?
I think the biggest thing is just going to be the coverage responsibilities. You know, obviously, in the sub packages, as most people have been seeing, I've been playing the middle of that package, and that's different for me. But, you know, really, it comes down to, you know, what kind of guy we're covering. You just end up on being on a tight end or running back. In some things, you end up being on a receiver in some instances. But for the most part, you know, it's a lot of similarities. We're just playing different coverages within the defenses. So responsibilities really remain the same. They're just going to look a lot different.
Physically speaking, how are you into the season? I mean, from a stamina standpoint. I bring it up. Chad, into his ninth season, you basically play almost every play defensively every season.
Right. I feel really good, honestly. The legs, you know, especially waist down, legs feel great. I've had a very tough offseason, probably the hardest one I've had in a long time, trying to prepare myself for this new defense. But again, to be 31 years old and to play that many snaps, that's my goal. I don't want to be taken off the field. And that means you have to be playing at a high level to have that responsibility. So those things go hand in hand. So obviously I'm playing for that. I've tried to play myself into that role in the preseason, and I feel like I've done an okay job, and now I just got to go out and prove it in the regular season.
Chad lost his 2006 season due to injury, went full-time in 2007, likewise all the way through last year to 2013. With the defenses that you have played in compared to this, predicting into the regular season, is this the most attack-heavy, aggressive defensive plan and scheme that you've ever played with?
Well, for me, it's easy. I've played in really, you know, counting college, this is my third scheme. You know, in college, I played for one scheme, and we blitzed like four times a year. You know, then coming to the cover two type of scheme here, and I played in that for 8 years. And again, it's a time where it's timely pressure. So really, any scheme I played in probably would have been more pressure oriented than what I've played in. But I think with that said, it's just the mentality, really, than the actual play calling. It's more about the mentality of the downhill aggressive approach in run defense, but also in coverage and making guys make plays, you know, and just really challenging people every snap. And I think the mentality is getting there. And again, we have a long ways to go yet and a little time to get there.
You're very prideful in your game and in this defense. So when you hear people look back at last year and pin the 5-10-1, the majority of it, on the defense and say this was a historically bad defense as Vikings football goes, how do you react to that?
Well, what lives on is statistics and numbers. And I think when you look at stats and numbers, a lot of times they don't tell a tale. But I think last year, they're really the only stats and numbers. You can look into yards and all that, but really it's down to critical situations. You know, 2 minutes, end of half, end of games, coming out in the first series of the third quarter, third downs. You know, those are the instances you look back and be like, that's where we weren't good enough. You know, and there's no win or loss in the NFL that goes just on one side. You know, if you lose in a 2 minute on defense, well, the offense had the same opportunity to stay on the field. And, you know, so it goes hand in hand. And just because we're the last group on the field doesn't necessarily mean that you're the one that lost the game. The reality is it's a when it wins, it's a three-phase effort. And when you lose, it's a three-phase effort. And that's just the way you have to look at it. That's why it's the ultimate team game.